started discussing a very lumdish question on Thursday, and that is, what's the nature of the Yisur of Pasakim and Bishalakim? We discussed at great length the Gzeira Pasakim, and we talked about how there are limitations to the Gzeira, but there are times in which the Gzeira Pasakim might apply. L'moshal, the Shach said that we should be machmer for the Mechaber, that if Pas Yisrael is readily available, then one should not be eating Pasakim. So that's a mokum where the Gzeira Pasakim can apply. There are many circumstances that we find ourselves in large Jewish communities where Pas Yisrael really is quite available to them, presumably according to the Mechaber, l'fi the way the Shach understands the Mechaber, against the Ramah, there is room for Chum. We mentioned that Aseres Yimei Teshuva is also a time that there's more of a reason even to be Machmer for Pasachim. That's not just the Stam Chumra, but that's quoted in the Torah, the Yerushalmi. And Shabbos and Yom Tov is also a time to be machmir to eat dafka pas Yisrael and not pasakim. So there are circumstances where this gzera does apply. So the question is, what's the nature of that gzera? What's the nature of that gzera? And the corollary to that question is, what's the nature of the gzera of bishalakim? Should we say that pasakim and bishalakim are really one and the same in terms of the nature of the gzera? Obviously, they apply differently, but are they one and the same in terms of the nature of the gzera? Or maybe there's a split between the two. So we mentioned on Thursday, Rabbi Ganak, in his Sefer Gan Shoshanim, has a beautiful piece. I made photocopies of it for those who are interested in looking it up and seeing it in greater detail. So he was medayek from a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Pasakum, that Pasakum is not an Issa Chefza, it's just an Issa Gavra. It's an Issa Chazal are afraid that it'll lead to chasnas, to intermarriage, there'll be a kir of hadas between the Jews and the non-Jews, and that might lead to chasnas. So therefore, Chazal prohibited the eating of the Pasachim. But it's not like there's a macholas asurus, a din macholas asurus that's chal on the Pasachim. And he said the raya is from what Tosfos writes. Tosfos in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Hamid Beis, passed in by the Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos says that there's no issur of tam ki'ikr. There's no concept of tam ki'ikr when it comes to Pasachim. The Pasachim is asur, but if someone eats pas Yisrael next to another individual who's not nizer in Pasachim, one person is nizer, the other person is not nizer, and there's some kind of a bliya of the Pasakim under the Pas Yisrael, it's not a problem, tell us for the sense. So why not? Right? Why shouldn't it be a problem? We find in Machalos Asuras and Chazar and Nevela, etc., there is a problem of Tam Ke'ikr. If you don't have Shishim, you don't have 60 times Hefta Kenegah the Yisr, there's a problem of Tam Ke'ikr. Rabbi Gedak wanted to suggest, oh, from that you see, it's just an Issa Gavra, it's not an Issa Chefza. It's not like the Pas, the Chefza is awesome. The Chefza of the Pas, not us, there's no din of Tam Ke'ikr. That was his right. And he said it'll chapa nafkamina for another very important issue, and that is Hechsher Kelim. We'll see later today, Mitzvah Shem, that when it comes to Bishalakim, there's a major machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas the Rashba on the one hand, the Ra'ah and the Rosh on the other. Is there a need to kasha the Kelim? Let's say a non-Jew cooked in the Kelim, and there's an Yisra Bishalakim. There was no Heter. The Yisrael didn't light the fire, and he didn't put the Tavshal on the fire. There was no Heter. There were different Heter that we're going to discuss. The guy did the whole thing themselves. So another question is what to do with the frying pan. The guy made a cheese omelet for the kids. Or the guy cooked in a pot, whatever the case is. So what we'll talk about, maybe shvachos, maybe a maid in a Jewish home, there might be room for kula. Okay, we'll talk. But let's say the guy cooked in their own home, but we know that everything is kosher. Everything is kosher, all of the ingredients are kosher. There's a major machlokas in the Rishon, they have to kasher the kelim. Rabbi Gedak wanted to suggest that when it comes to Pasakim, or everyone should admit that there's no need to kasher the kelim because it's not an issa chefza. It's not an issa chefza. There's no tam ki'ikr. So what's the problem with the kelim? The kelim only have a tam in it. So if there's no tam ki'ikr, then there's no problem at all with the kelim. There should be no requirement for hechsher kelim. These were the two things that he put together. That from Tosis you see a raya that Pasakim is not an issa chefza, and then it'll chapen afkamin if hechsher kelim. There's no need to be mashal the kelim when it comes to Pasakim. We mentioned Rabbi Simon quoted Rabbi Suna in his article. Rabbi Simon in his article basically quoted Rabbi Suna, wanted to bring a raya fakert from a different Rashba, right? From a Rashba that the Shulchan Aruch quotes that when it comes to Pasakim, we go basa tchilasa, that if the pas was nefal yedei balabayis, so the iser Pasakim is chal, right? We said everyone should agree to that. Maybe some might be mekel, but basically everyone would agree to that for different reasons. So the Rashba says that if it's nefal yedei pas and yedei balabayis, then the isra has been chal. Once the isra has been chal, even if the balabayis sells it to the palter, it's not gonna become mutter. Whereas if it's made by the palter, so then no isra has been chal b'shas asiyas hachefza, so then the isra is not going to be chal later. Right? So according to the Rashba, if you go basa tchilasa, why should you go basa tchilasa? It's not an isra hachefza, so it's all a function of is there a kir of hadas at the time of sale. So it should all be a function of who owns it at the time of sale. If a baal bais owns it at the time of sale, there will be a kir of hadas. It should be us. And if the palter owns it, then there is no kir of hadas. Then the palter owns it, no kir of hadas, because he's just a palter. He's just selling it for profit. He's not a baal bais. So we're not concerned that there's going to be any kir of hadas there. So then it should be mutter. Why is the Rashba say we go basa tchilasa? And the Ra'ah argues with the Rashba, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rashba, we talk a dugo basa tchilasa. Rabbi Suna wanted to be medayek from that it seems like pasakim is an issa cheftza. According to the Rashba, it should be an issa cheftza. That's why we go basa tchilasa. So what is Rabbi Ganak going to do with that, Ryan? Right? It sounds like if you go basa tchilasa, it sounds as though pasakim should be an issa cheftza. I thought about this long and hard. I think the answer is this. Rabbi Ganak feels that the only pas that Chazal will go zeron is a pas that there's going to be kirav hadas. What creates the kirav hadas? Selling the bread. What if a balabaya sells the bread, so that's going to create a kirav hadas? Look, the Rashba brought a raya from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samachem Beis that everyone agrees that if a Jew made the bread, there's no way that it's going to become usher later. Even if the Jew sold it to a guy, you know, the guy is going to sell it to a Jew. Right? That was that whole raya we had, the long raya. So what does that mean? That means that the kirav hadas is created b'shas safiya. But let's say a goy balabayas is selling it. So why shouldn't there be a kirav hadas b'shas mechira? The answer is, that's not where the kirav hadas is created. The kirav hadas is a function of the afiya. If you created that pas, you create that bread, so it's your bread. It's a personal kind of thing, right? So that creates a connection between the goy you baked and the Jew. But if you didn't create the pas, if there's no afia, so then the kirav hadas is not going to be there. Rabbi Suna wanted to be medayik from the Rashba that if you go basa tchilasa by the pas, it means that some isu was chal in the cheft. Rabbi Ganak could answer, who says that that's true? Maybe the reason why the Rashba goes basa tchilasa and the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rashba, that's because he holds that without the afia being al yidei hagoy, there's no kirav hadas shayich. Because the kirav hadas can only be through the afia. It's not that there's an issa chal in the chefza. No, it's an issa gavra. It's an issa hiskarvus because of a chashash of chasnus. But that issa hiskarvus can only be chal b'shas afia. Because the kirav hadas is only shayach if there was an afia through the goy. So he doesn't have to argue with the din. It's just there's a different svara. It's not because there's an issa chefza that's chal on the pas. But it's because the whole issa of pas akum is only chal because of a kirav hadas, and the kirav hadas can only be chal b'shas afiyah. It's through the afiyah that you create that kirav hadas. So maybe there's no raya from the Rashba b'chalal. So Rabbi Ganak is free to say that from the rule that there's no din of tam ki'ikar by pasakam, you see that pasakam is not an issa chetza. And that's why it'll chapa nafkemina, that there's no need for hachshe kelim by pasakam. Okay. This is as far as pasakam. Right. What's the nature of the Issa Pasakam? Is it Issa Chetz, Issa Gavra, different rayas, lakan or lakan? Fine. What's the halach when it comes to Bishlakam? Is it the same? Is it different? Well, what's the halach? So, the way to answer this question is to go back to the nature of the Issa Bishlakam. We have to start from the beginning. We're really starting Bishlakam right now, at this point. So, what is the Issa Bishlakam? We've got to go back to the sources. The Mishnah. The Mishnah Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Hamed Beis, cites all of the different items that are also items of a guy. Elu dvam shalav dekachavim asurin vein isurin isra no. So there are different things that the guy that there could be an isur of akum associated with these items. He talked about chol of akum and pas and shemen. Shemen was later repealed. Behashlokas, that's bishul akum. Right? The Mishnah says that Shlokas is also one of those things of Shel Akam that are awesome. So why is it awesome? So you look in Rashi. The Shlokas says, Rashi, Kol Dabar Sheh Bishlo Obe Kochavim Hafilu Bekli Tohar. Rashi emphasizes, again, we said this about Pas Akam too, The gzera pasakam is not a kasher. It's not a treif issue. Right? We're not concerned that the ingredients are going to be non-kosher. Even if everything is kosher, glat kosher kedasu kedin, there's still a gzera pasakam because of chaslas. The grashi it's doch bezel bezach by bishulakam. Same thing. Even if it's bekli tahar, that doesn't mean tahar and tummy. It means kli kosher, right? A kosher kli. No problem with the ingredients. It's still lasa, says Rashi. Why? The kula mishum chasnas. Everything. Shlokos is the last one in the list. But they're all asa mishum chasnas, he says. So Rashi puts shlokos together with pas. That's Rashi on the Mishnah on the Daf Lamed Hei. But then the Gemara has a whole back and forth on Lamed Zayin and Mabez, Lamed Chesem and Av, trying to figure out what's the source of shlokos. Now we know that it's Xerah Derabanan, but we only know because that's the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara has a whole back and forth. Quotes Psukim. Maybe Shlokas should be an Issa Daraisa. And the Gemara says no. There's a whole back and forth there. In the end, the Gemara says, Elamid Rabbanan across Machtabal. Really, the Issa of Bishalakam is only an Issa Rabbanan. It's an Issa Rabbanan. And the Pasuk, Ochel Bakesav Tashvreni, Verachalti, Mayim Bakesav Tidinli, Vishasisi, Rak, Ebrov, Ragloi. A Pasuk in Parashat Devarim, we're going to get to it in a few weeks, in a month or two. Right, in the Parashas HaShavu. That's just an Asmach Dabam. It's really Midrabanan. So what's the Gzer Drabanan? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, of course, Mishum Chasnas, right? Wrong. So comes Rashi and says, Midrabanan, Shalo Yehi Yisrael Rogil Etzel B'machlo V'mishnah V'yachilena Dover Tomei. What just happened? And Rashi says, what's the Issa Drabanan of Bishalakam? Well, the problem is that if you get friendly with the guy, then maybe Yachilena Dover Tomei. There'll be some non-kosher food that he's going to cook for him in the pot. This is very different than Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah seem to say the problem of Bishalakam is chasnas. Rashi and the Gemara, Lama Ches, seems to say the problem is Shemi Yachlein Adoratami. So Tosus al-Asar, and the Ramaskal Ella, we're going to get to the second part of this Tosus later. I'm not sure if I put it on the Maramakomas. I did? Okay, good. Oh, yeah, good. Very good. We'll get to the second half. The second half talks about shvachas, so that we'll get to later. But Tosis in the first half quotes Rashi. Pirish Rashi, the Rabbanan Gosh Mishum, the Chai Shemi Yachilena Devarim Tmei. V'yosar ha'yanir lefarish atam Mishum Chasnas, v'chem Pirish ha'kunches b'mas nisim. Says Tosis, I don't know what Rashi had to say that for. He should have said Mishum Chasnas, and in fact that's what he says on the Mishnah. Interesting. So Rashi has two different pirushim over here as to what the nature of the Isra Vishalakam is all about. Says, more mustab like Rashi on the Mishnah. Tosin says it's more mustab like Rashi on the Mishnah. Why does Rashi have to invent this new time? Comes a Pesach Tshuva, and he says, I'll tell you what the nafkamina between these two timing is. Pesach Tshuva quotes the Teferes Lamosha. We had the Teferes Lamosha already. Right, both in the beginning of Pasakam, Simen Kuf Yud Bei Sukkot Nalef, and in the beginning of Bishulakam, Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Sukkot Nalef, quotes the same Teferes Lamosha, who talks about what's the din of Pasakam Bishulakam by a mumer. He's not an akum. Yisrael Acho Bishachot Yisraelu. So is Pasav mumer lechal Shabbosis, mumer lechal Atarakulo, mumer lechal Shabbos Bepaesya. Is his Pas also Asa? Is his Bishul Asa too? Or not? That's the Shai. So the Tiferes Lamosha says, he doesn't think that it should be us. Yisrael, afu b'shechata Yisraelu. So his pas is mutter. Pas is mutter. But Zokta Pesach Tshuva in Simen Kuf Yud Gimel Sukkot Nalev. Tiferes Lamosha. Let's see it inside, just one moment. This is in the first Torah Shulchan Aruch packet. I am besefet tefers lamoshe shakasa de lefi tam zeh shari bishol shel mumer the mishum chasnas lekam. The tefers lamoshe says that the tam of chasnas, he says I am berhetiv shel marit shakasa dikra gzera is mishum chasnas. The tefers lamoshe says according to the tam of chasnas, so then a mumer is not shaykh to that. Mumer is not included, just like by pasak and the mumer is not included, so to bishlakam. The Tam of Rashi and Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Ches. So So according to that time, Lefiza gam bishol shel mumer aser davik kofir lechalat rakula. The shemay achilenu dvarim aser. The mumer is chashud. The mumer is chashud to eat dvarim tumeim, things that are not kosher. If the mumer is chashud to eat things that are not kosher, so we're afraid that he'll serve the non-Jew. He'll serve the Jew dvarim tumeim. The bishol of the mumer might have dvarim tumeim in it. Says after the first Moshe, that's the nafkamina. That should be the nafkamina between the different time. If you go with chasnas, so then there's no chashash by mumer because Yisrael have bishachat Yisraelu. But if you go with the dvarim tumeim, then there should be a problem. This is the nafkamina that you want to suggest. And then we had the further discussion that the Chelkas Ben Yamin had, that Vizman Hazeh, talk about Tinoko Shenishbu, are they really Bechlal, Mumer, are they really Bechlal, Mumer, Bechlal, at all, even those who are Machmir? Okay, that's a further discussion. But here's the Nafkamina. First Moshe says, I'll tell you the Nafkamina between the different timeim is whether the Isra Bishal Akam applies to Mumer. Zokra Begenak says, maybe there's no Nafkamina at all. That's not what Rashi meant. Rashi didn't want to give two different reasons. But when Rashi gives two reasons and there's a nafkamina between the reasons, so why didn't he give both reasons? If the nafkamina is whether it applies to mumer, so Rashi and the Mishnah should have said shamayach lenu davatame adkan, because that's the more chomer reason. So why does Rashi and the Mishnah give a different reason? Stach apella, the pella. So Rabbi Ganak suggested no. Maybe the real reason is mishum chasnas. But all Rashi meant to say is like this. Because there is a chashash of shamayach lenu davatame by bishalakam, so Chazal formulated the gzeira of bishalakam differently than pasakam. Chazal formulated it as an isser cheftza. Even though the tam gzeira is really mishum chasnas. Tam is really mishum chasnas. It's not mishum shamayach lenu davatame. But because there is such a possibility, is more of a concern by Bishal Akam. Right? In Pas Akam, it's not so much of a concern, but in Bishal Akam, somehow we view that as more of a concern. We're talking about Bishal. Bishal, there are a lot of ingredients. Pas is much simpler. Okay, you can introduce lard into the Pas, but that's about it. I mean, Pas is pretty simple. It's, flour and water. So because when it comes to Bishal, there's more of a concern of Shemiach Lando, Tomei. So Chazal instituted that Bishal Akam is more chomer. Bishal Akam is a gzeira that's and it's a cheftza. That's what Rabbi Ganak wants to suggest. Right? He wanted to suggest that's what Rashi means. Not that there are two different times. Now you got lechapa nafkamina to first lemosha by mumer. No, the real gzeira is a gzeira of chasid. By mumer there is no gzeira. Period. But the gzeira was formulated as an isser cheftza. Why is it was formed as a Yisra Chafetz? Because there's more of a chashash of Shem Yechon HaZor Tomei. So that's why Chazal formulated it as an Yisra Chafetz. So based on this, Rabbi Ganak now wanted to explain that this could help us answer a very difficult question. Right? And that is, why do we find distinctions between Pasakam and Vishalakam when it comes to the Gimel Melochas? Right? There are three Melochas that you can do in order to solve the Bishal Akam problem. In order to solve the Pas Akam problem, I should say. So do those three melachas apply to Bishal Akam as well? Or do we say that Bishal Akam is different? This is a major, major discussion in the Rishon. We know when it comes to Pas Akam, Ravina in the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Achlam Chesed and Beis has three different options. Three different options to turn the Pasakam into Pashal Yisrael. What are the three options? Shkira Satana, Hadloka Sa'esh, lighting the fire, placing the Pas into the fire, or Chitu Bigachol, stoking the coals. These are the three options. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes all of them. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch even quotes Hashlachas Kesam, because that's the Rambam. The Rambam says Hashlachas Kesam is like Hadloka Sa'esh, by Pas that's going to work. Okay, these are the three possibilities that we find by Pasakam, all three of them work, according to the Mechaber. Comes the Mechaber in Bishal Akam, in Simen Kuf Yigimel, he turns everything on its head. This is in the Shulchan Aruch, Torah Shulchan Aruch packet, in Simen Kuf Yigimel, in Siv Zayin. There the Mechaber writes, Ein Shkira Sataner, Mo'eles Ela Bepas. Avo Bishara Misbashlam, Ein Shkira Sataner, Velo Adlokas Ha'esh, Malu Umorid Ela Ha'anocha Dafka. The only thing that works by Bishul Akum is Hanocha Satavsha, putting the Tavshal on the fire. But Shkira Satanor, Hadloka Sa'esh, does not work. They do not work. Now, albeit the Ramah is Mekel, the Ramah says V'yesh Cholkim, some argue, V'svir Lahu, the Hadloka Sa'esh Olchita B'gacholim, Mahani Linyan Bishul, Kamo Linyan Pas, V'chein Ogin. The Ramah says, no, our meaning is to assume that all three work. Hadloka Sa'esh Olchita B'gacholim, and Hanocha Sa'pas. All three of them work. The Mechaber doesn't mention Chita B'gacholim, but L'chor, that's the same as Hadloka Sa'esh. It's something related to the fire. It's not Hanocha Sa'atavsha. So the Ramah seems to say Pasach B'Shul Akam is Dachta Zel B'Zach when it comes to this Inyan. When it comes to this Inyan, it's the second. All three work. The Mechaber says, no, Hanocha Sa'atavsha works, but Shkira Satanar and Chita B'gacholim do not work. Wow. That's quite a chumrah. Right, the source of this chumrah is the Ran and the Rashba. It's not just the Mechaber making this up. The Ran and the Rashba say that they're that Tavshil, Bishul Akam is Mochamad and Pasachim regarding these three in Yonim. Whereas the Ramah quotes from the Issa the Heter Ha'aruch that no, that the three kulas, the three malachas that you could do apply, you could do to transform it into Shal Yisrael, apply Bein B'Pas, Bein B'Tavshil. So what's the Svarat of Mechalik? Why should that be Mechalik? The Beis Yosef quotes from the Ran, a svar. Right, this is cited b'kitzer in the Taz. The Ran kosev atam sheshkira satana b'pas malachim yuchedes bo. Beis Yosef mevia. Well, what's he referring to? So in the second tour packet, right, this is the packet of Ksim Kuf Yigimel. So in Amud Zayin. Siv Zayin, Amud Yudal. The Haran Kosa that the Pas Sholosh Melachos Yeshva, the Shogar Yisrael Va'af Agoy Yishari, the Dakav Pas, but the Shishkira Satanur, the Melachom Yuchadutbo. Abu Bishar Tavshil and Lo. Haran says that Shkira Satanur is a Melachom Yuchadutbo Pas. It's a special Melacha in bread, but not Bishar Tavshil. He says, Va'achim Mucha Kulosh Maitin Damin and Shafesis Isha Kedera. The Gemara keeps on saying the woman puts the kedera on the fire. The Yisrael puts the basar on the gecholim. It's all hanochas atavshel. All the examples are. Mashva the hadlokas ha'esh b'chud lo mahani. Sounds like lighting the tire, doing something with the esh is not going to work. What does the Ran mean? What's the svar that he's referring to? So the Taz explains a little bit. Taz says, Nira Perusho, Shabbat Sarak Lasik Atanu, Lohotzikol Agacholim Kodam Shiev Alechem, Mashenkin Beshar Tavshil, Masik Ha'or Beshar Shar Tavshil Mizbashel, Mosav Vaholech Tamid. Or Masik Ha'or, U Beshar Shar Tavshil Mizbashel, Mosav Vaholech Tamid. Alkein Lo Nikar Kolkach Maisi Yisroel. What does he say? He says that the way that you work with the flame by Paz is that you put the Gacholim in, you heat up the Tanner, then you take the Gacholim out, and you put the bread in. Either you put the bread on the floor of the tanner, or you plaster it on the walls, right? We know Riddiya Sapas is Chochma Vein Malach. It's one of those things that they talk about in the context of Melech Shabbos. So the way that Pas is made, at least the way that they used to make bread, is they would take out the Gecholim after they were Masik the tanner, after they have Shkira Satan or Hadloka Sa'esh, they make the tanner really hot, then they take out the Gecholim and put the Pas in. So it says the Ran, that's a melochah miyuchedes b'pas. But by tavshil, what do? You light the fire, and then you continue to add to the fire most of the other tumid as the tavshil is cooking. So some of that's not a melochah miyuchedes. What does that mean? Taz is helping us, but did he get to the end of the job? Right? What's the Taz saying? Ran says that shkira satan is a melochah miyuchedes b'pas. Says the Taz, what does that mean? Means that you have to light the fire, you light the gecholim, then you take the gecholim out before you put the pas in, and that's it. There's no more gecholim. So that's the melachah miyuchedes. Why is it not miyuchedes by tavshil? You also have to light a fire. Light a fire, and you continue to add to it. It's also an important part of the process, so what's the difference? So the Chalkas Binyamin wants to suggest that maybe the pshat is this, what the Taz has in mind is that shkira satana by pas is a special stage of the process. Lighting the fire is a special stage of the process of baking the pas. It's not a special stage, as special a stage when it comes to cooking the tasha. Why? So there are two reasons. One is because you have to have shkiras ha'tanur before the baking of the bread. It happens before. You light the tanur, you put the gecholim in, and then you take the gecholim out before the pas comes in. So that's issue number one, is that it happens before. What's more, it doesn't happen during the process. It doesn't continue. There's one set stage that you work with the fire. That's before you put the pas in. By tavshil, it's not one set stage. You're constantly adding to the fire. So it's not something happening dafka before. And it's not something that's ending when you put the tavshil in. It's continuing. So because of that, there's no one moment that you can point to the Shkira Satana and say, oh, this is the Iker stage. It's not a special stage. It's just part of the process. That's not choshev enough. Hanochas HaTavshel, that's a choshev stage. But lighting of the fire, it's just happening all the time. So there's no one time that you can point to. So there's no one time that's not considered significant. It's not considered significant somehow. That's the Ran's svar. So because it's not significant, so ein melechas ha'Yisrael nikeres bo. When we talk about transforming the pas shel Akam into pas shel Yisrael, the melechas ha'Yisrael is not nikah, because can you point to this one state? Can you point to one time and say, oh, you see, the Jew is involved? He's doing a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's not a special stage. Whereas by pas, the hadlokas ha'esh is a special stage, so the maisi Yisrael is more nikah. I'm trying very hard. It's a hard svar, right? It's a hard svar to explain, but that's how the Chalkas Ben Yamim, the Taz, that's how they're all trying to explain the Ran. That the Ran's point is that Halakas HaEish is more significant when it comes to Afiyas HaPas as opposed to Bishul HaTavshil, and that's why the Maisi Yisrael of Halakas HaEish can transform the Pas into Pashal Yisrael, but it will not transform the Tavshil into Tavshil Shal Yisrael. This is how the Ran explains. But the Rashba is a much simpler svar. The Rashba in Taras Abayis says like this. This is on Taf Tzadi Gimel Amad Aleph. Right? I'm not sure why it appears twice in the Ma'am Makomos. I guess I wanted to emphasize the point. So just in case you missed it on the first, you know, page 4, you'll see it on page 5 too. Right? So what is the... What does the Rashba say? The Indian Pasha Yisro Shanasa Ide Ove Gilulim Garcina Beperakin Emamidim, the three possibilities, right? And then he says, Va'afagab the Bishar Bishule Ove Kochavim Kalecha the Bishal Ove Kochavim Avagab the Shadi Yisro Allah Mahanik the Beinah Lemitha Kaman the Pasi Kilu. He says, look, by Bishal Akam, I'm going to tell you later that the three don't help. Can't have any one of the three. Shaka Yisro doesn't work. He has to be menech the tavshil, but by pas it does work. The pas hikilu v'itiru b'shagol Yisrael oshe hafach b'gecholim mishum deikir chayin nefesh b'paras. Dr. Ashba, why are we more makel by pas that one of the three works, and by tavshil it has to be dafka hanochas tavshil? Why? Simple. There's no fancy lumdis of trying to play misvara. Why here it's ikir and there it's not ikir. It's simple. It's just a special kula by pas. The kula. There's a goal. We know that the matir pas mishum chayin nefesh. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. But whenever you find a kula in pasakum, it's because there's a kula. There is pas dechukalo. Maybe it's not chayin nefesh mamish. Some of the talmidim in Seder were going back and forth about this. Is it really chayin nefesh? It doesn't have to be chayin nefesh. According to the Yerushalmi, it has to be chayin nefesh. But according to the Bavli, as long as it's pas dechukah, right? The Gemara says the Rebbe saw it was pas dechukal talmidim. As long as it's difficult, right? Ein pas Yisrael matzah, you know, things like that. But it's a kula. So Dr. Rashba, because it's a kula, we're more makel to provide three different options as to how to transform the pas shel Akam into pas shel Yisrael. But by Bishul, we don't find kulas in the same way. So therefore, we're not going to be makel. We're not going to be makel in the same way. That's why you dafka need hanochas ha'tavshil. That's what the Rashba wanted to suggest. Yes?
It's a kula that pas, against the Isser of Chasnas, so the Isser is also the same by Bishul, so why shouldn't the Kula apply as well?
You're right. But the Isser of Shemin was also Mishum Chasnas, and yet Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya revoked that Isser. So even if they're all for the same reason, but because, you know, we're not going to ask her everything, right? So that's exactly the point. Because pas is more of a staple, we said. They certainly needed it at the time of the Gemara. We can't relate to that so much because we don't eat too much bread. We eat a lot of other things now. But they didn't have too many other things. So because pas was more necessary, so that's why the Gzera either never took off in the first place, or even if it did take hold, but then Chazal were later more lenient when it comes to pas, as opposed to Bishul, even though fundamentally the Gzeras were really for the same reason. We talked about some of the Rishonim even say that it started, maybe it started Fakir, it started with Bishul, and then they added on the pas, but pas didn't take hold, but maybe that was like an extra Gzera on top of Bishul. The whole discussion in the Rishonim, if the Gzeras started at the same time, or maybe they didn't start at the same time. But even if they're for the same reason, but it could be that the stringency of each one is different, because they're different in terms of how necessary they are for the individuals involved. Yes?
I'm sorry, regarding the Rashba, we're saying that back in the day, this was like pretty much most of the food that they ate was bread, so they're more lenient regarding that?
Yes, that's what some of the Rishonim said in the Sugya Pasach, yes. Okay, so this is the way that the Rashba wanted to explain, and it's mashma like that from the Shach. That's really the truth. The Shach, back in Pasach, I think we saw this Shach once upon a time for a different reason. But the Shach in Sekot Vav, in Simen Kuf Yud Beis, Sekot Vav, the Shach says, on that comment of the Mechaber, that Yesh Mekamah Shemekilim B'dav V'lo Kim Pasmi Nachtam Ovei Kachavim, V'lo Dami L'Shloka says, V'Shach L'Nogu Hetem B'Shum Mokom, V'yala Pas Yichya Ha'odam, Tuvya, V'yala Pas Yichya Ha'odam, V'Shach V'Taim Adi Yerushami D'Chai Nefesh, we'll more make of a pas because it's a staple. People live with the pas, and could be a problem of sakon of chay nefesh. So we're going to be more make of a pas. May time says the shach, he kill the name pas, hashlochas kesem, achem akam advarim, blamahani bishlochas. We're more make of that hashlochas kesem works by pasach, not by bishlochim. What's more, the machaber in Kuf Yud Gimel, he says, Kuf Yud Gimel siv zayin, siv vav. The machaber is more make of by what? Hadlochas aish. The Mechaber, excuse me, is more mekel by pas akum that hadlokas ha'esh should work, right? And chid b'gacholim should work in sif tes here in Siman Kuf Yud Beis, as opposed to in Kuf Yud Gimel. This is Kuf Yud Gimel sif vav that the Mechaber is not so mekel. I think he means sif zayin, but okay. Right, the Mechaber is not so mekel with hadlokas ha'esh and chid b'gacholim. So he's really invoking the Rashba, even though he doesn't quote the Rashba, that the reason why we're more machmir when it comes to Bishul Akum, in terms of Hadlokas Ha'esh, Hashlokas Kesem, is because the coolest that we find at Pas Akum don't apply to Bishul Akum. Comes Rabbi Ganak, and he suggests, you know, maybe we can give a lumdus shavar to this, add a lumdus shavar to what the Shach is saying. It's not stam a kula by Pas Akum. What does it mean that there's a kula by Pas Akum? But Pas Akum, Chazal said that a heker ba'alma is enough. As long as you have a heker, so then we're not afraid. That's the ultimate cool in Pas Akum. Chazal said the whole gzera Pas Akum was only an iser gavr. An iser is garvus to goy. We're afraid of chasnas. So Chazal instituted that a heker is sufficient. As long as you have a heker, it's not going to come to the hiskarvus. The iser gavr doesn't apply. Heker is necessary. Heker is sufficient when the iser is not an iser chefz. If it's not an iser chefz, then we just have to have a heker in order to remind people of the time for the Issa Gavra, to remind people that they shouldn't be miscarved to the guy. So that's why Hadlokas Ha'esh is enough, Chita V'Gaholim is enough, maybe even Ashlochas Kesem is enough, as the Rambam says. Right? It's not Stam Akul in Pas, no, as the Rambam says, Ashlochas Kesem is enough because the whole thing is based on Heker anyway. Once you have the Heker, so then there's no Issa, so even Ashlochas Kesem is going to be sufficient. That's precisely the reason why the Mechaber perhaps doesn't want to be Mekel when it comes to Bishul Akum. Because by Bishul Akum, it's an Issa Chafsa. So if it's an Issa Chafsa, Heker is not going to be enough. It's not Stam that we're Machmer by Bishul Akum. No, it's because the whole nature of the Issa is different. Since it's an Issa Chafsa, Heker is not going to be enough. So if Heker is not going to be enough, Hashlochas Kesem is not going to be enough. And even Hadlokas Ha'esh might not be enough. Maybe you need Hanochas. Hanochas Hatavshil. Because when you have Hanochas Hatavshil, it's not just a heker, but rather it's viewed as Bishul Yisrael. It's a totally different heter. It's not just a hekka ba'alma. It's that if Yad Yisrael ba'emtza, if the Yisrael is really involved in the ikar of the cooking process, then that's called a bishul Yisrael. It's not a bishul akum anymore. So then, of course, it's mutter. It's not stamakula. No, it's that hekka works by pas akum, but by bishul akum it's not going to work because the whole nature of the isra Rebbe Ganak says is totally different. Pas akum is an isra gavra, so hekka works, but bishul akum is an isra chepsa. So the only way to be mutter bishul akum is to transform the Bishul into Bishul Yisrael by having a Yad Yisrael be'emsa with the Hanachas HaTamshil. So if it's a Bishul Yisrael, so then of course the Gezer is not going to apply. Yes?
Why would Rashi say in Tam Lobam coming to eat something, coming to eat something not kosher by Bishul Akum would apply? Mm-hmm. We're only talking about where we know that the food was kosher.
We know the food was kosher, but because there's more of a concern, you're talking about cooking. So there's no end to the ingredients that you could put in. It's bread, it's just not so...
Overseeing the cooking process?
You're going to have to oversee the cooking process in both cases.
Right, so... But say even so, something can come and sneak in?
Yeah, because like you're overseeing the cooking. What happens? You walk out, you become very friendly with him, and then, you know, you trust him, and then you walk out, and then he throws in a little something or other, right? He'll throw in a little milk, or throw in a little... whatever. Right, impasse. What are you so afraid of? You know, it's flour, it's water, it's that. There aren't so many non-kosher ingredients that you can introduce into pas. I mean, the big one is non-kosher shemen. That's the big thing that they could put in. But that's really it. I mean, how much more? I'm sure there are other things you can put in. But it's less of a chashash. So, Rabbi Ganak is taking the svar of Rashi, and he's like giving it a whole lumdisha expression, right? It's creating a whole lumdisha expression out of that very simple statement in Rashi. Because what's bothering him is, why would Rashi give two taimim, just three dafim from each other? Rashi knew what he said. He knew what he said. You know, even if Rashi may have, I'm not going to say it, but like, you know, even if Rashi may have forgotten what he said in Chulin, you know, or something, a different sechta, but Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hei, Lamed Ches, he forgot it. It's hard to believe. So that's why Rebbe Ganak suggests, no, it doesn't mean it's a different time. It means because there's this extra point, so maybe the whole nature of the Isser is different. That's what he wanted to suggest. Oh, so if this can explain the Mechaber's distinction between Pasach and Bishul Akum in terms of Hadlakas HaEsh, Hashlachas Kesem, so now we have to ask ourselves, why does the Ramah feel that there is no difference? Right. Why does the Ramah say that it's exactly the same? So here we find the Chelkas Binyamin points out that there are two approaches here. One approach is to say, I'm dressing up the Chelkas Binyamin in Rebbe Ganak's language. Right? He doesn't quite say it like this because he's not working with the Issa Gavra Issa Chefza, Shaila. But to dress it up a little bit, he mentions there are two ways to explain the Ramah. Either that the Ramah says that Bishul Akum also is a gzeira kala. It's only an issa gavra. It's not an issa machalas asurus. So if it's an issa only issa machalas asurus, then heker will work there as well. The Chelkas Binyamin just says that either by Bishul Akum also heker is sufficient. That's what he says. But what he means, according to Rabbi Ganak, is that the whole issa is only an issa gavra to begin with. So heker is enough for Bishul Akum too. You don't need Yad Yisrael Be'emes. That's one way to look at the Ramah. Hadlokas Eish is enough, even though Hadlokas Eish is only a heker, but maybe heker is sufficient even by Bishul Akum, not just by Pasakum. What does that mean? That even Bishul Akum is only Nisa Gavra. That's one way that you can explain. The other way to explain is, no, maybe the Ramah holds that even if Bishul Akum is a different type of Isser than Pasakum, Bishul Akum really is an Isser Chefza. Right? Maybe even if Bishul Akum is an Isser Chefza, but nevertheless, the Ramah says you can be Mekel. Because he holds Hadlokas Sa'esh is also making it like Yad Yisrael Be'emtza. Hadlokas Sa'esh is also a key part to the process. And we've seen that. The Beis Yosef quoted that Lashon from the Rashba, that Ein Lecha Kol Kesem, the Kesem, Shumosif Chom, Betaner. Right? Even a Kesem, the Rashba wanted to say, every twig is adding some kind of heat. What does that mean? That maybe Hashlochas Kesem is sufficient. Certainly Hadlokas HaEish, Shechit B'Gacholim, is sufficient to consider it as though the Yisrael is involved in the process in a significant way. So the Yisrael is involved in the process in a significant way, even if we'll say that Bishul Akum is an Isser Chefza, it doesn't matter. Hadlokas HaEsh will still work. That's what the Rambam will hold. It's not that Hadlokas HaEsh works by Pas, because Pas is some lenient type of, this is only a Sagafer. No, even if Pas were an Isser Chefza, Hadlokas HaEsh would still work, because Hadlokas HaEsh is like Yad Yisrael Behemtza. It's not just if the Yisrael is Meiniach is a Tav Shul, that's Yad Yisrael Behemtza. No, even Hadlokas HaEsh would make it Yad Yisrael Behemtza. Be'emes, we can bring a raya to this from Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Tes Halacha Dalid that who is chayev mishum bishul? Hanosin esa or hanosin esa tavshil. People who are involved in different parts of the process of bishul, they can violate the iser daraisa of bishul. The Rambam includes even someone who's nosin esa or. So why is nosin esa or chayev mishum bishul b'Shabbos? Apparently, that's a significant part of the Ma'is of Ishul. It's not just someone who's Nosin Esa Tavshil, even if he's Nosin Esa Or. So if in Hilchas Bishul B'Shabbos, Nosin Esa Or is considered a significant part of the Ma'is of Ishul, it's not just a far jump to say that that's what the Rambam holds about Bishul Akam too. That Hadlokas HaEsh is considered a significant part of the Ma'is of Ishul. So therefore, if the Jew does the Hadlokas HaEsh, then it's Yad Yisro Be'emtza. So even if Bishul Akam is an Issa Chefza, that's enough to be Mekil, because it says if it's a Bishul Shal Yisrael. That could be the second way to explain the Rambam. The Mechaber splits between the two. Mechaber says Pas Akam is an Issa Gavra, Bishul Akam is an Issa Chefza, and Hadlokas HaEsh Hashlochas Gesim is only a Heker. It works only in Pas Akam. And the Rambam can argue either, because he'll say that the Bishul Akam is also only an Issa Gavra, so Heker is sufficient. Or he says, no, Bishul Akam really is more chametz, and it's a chafza, but Hadlokas HaEsh is not just a heker. It's Yad Yisrael Be'emtza, because it's a significant part of the Maisa Bishul, and therefore it'll transform the Tavshul Shal Akum into Tavshul Shal Yisrael. Rabbi Ganak wanted to suggest that really he can bring a raya from the Ramah himself, like this second pshat, that the Ramah really claims that the Isser of Bishul Akam is an Isser Chafza. Rabbi Ganak Lishitos, so he wants to say that there's a chilek between Pas Akam and Bishul Akam. Pas Akam is an Issa Gavra, and Bishul Akam is an Issa Chefza. But if you explain the Ramah like the first part of the Chagas Binyam, it turns out that there's a Machlokas Machab Ramah about the nature of the Issa Bishul. And what will come out is that Ashkenazim will have to be Machmer to assume that the Issa Bishul is an Issa Chefza. And you see where I'm going. Because if Bishul Akam is an Issa Chefza, then what's going to come out? What chumra are we going to have? Kalin. Got it, Shlomo. So we're going to get there. Right? So it's very important to figure out what's the nature of the Isser Bishul Akam. So one way to look at the Ramah is that he's Megal. He says it's just an Isser Gavra. There's nothing to talk about. But the other way to look at it is that, no, maybe the Ramah Taka is Machmah to say that Bishul Akam is an Isser Chefza. But he holds Hadlokas HaEsh will make it into Bishul Shal Yisrael. So Rabbi Ganak wanted to suggest that from the Ramah Gufa you see that Hashlochas Kesa makes it into Bishul Shal Yisrael. Why? Where do you see that in the Ramah? So he says, what's the Hemshech of the Ramah? Ramah says, Vafilu chitui below kavona mahani umo. Even if the Yisrael is mechata begachalim, Shalom b'kavod, he doesn't even realize what he's doing. That also works. That's sufficient. That also works. The Darkei Moshe Os Aleph is medayik from the Maharai, that the Shumas Adeshen, that chitu Shalom b'kavod must work. Why? This is an introduction to the next sugya, Bishul of Shvachas. He says, by Shvachas, maybe there is a room to be mekel, that if a maid cooks in Beis Hashem Yisrael, it's okay, because come on, it's efshir that one of the Bnei Bayis is not going to be mechate in the tavshim. Right? He'll be mechate b'gacholim by the tavshim. No, we don't have that kind of thing. Well, once you put up the flame, put the frying pan on, no one's going to touch it. But the, you know, they always had that the fires were going out, so they had to add more coals to the fire, right? So the Darkei Moshe has this line. He says, you can be mekel by Bishul of Shvachas. We'll get to this again. But he says in Simon Kuf Yud Gimel, Sekatan Aleph, He says, the efshe shesamcho ahadi he efshe shlo yichata echad mibnei habayis v'gachol. It's impossible. Come on, because someone's going to have to be mechad v'gachol to make it continue going. So, isn't that a very interesting statement? It's impossible. Yeah, but the person doesn't realize what he's doing. He's mechad v'gachol. Does he necessarily realize that the non-Jew is the one who's cooking? The non-Jew walks out, the Jew sees it, so he's going to be mechad v'gachol. He doesn't even realize what he's doing, that he's being... that he's being mechad v'gacholim, and that's going to be machshir the bishalakim. Does he know? It's not mechitoy shelo b'kavana. So don't you see that even mechitoy shelo b'kavana works? That's the Rama. But the Shach argues. The Shach quotes from the Issa the Heter Ha'aruch that chitoy only works b'kavana. That's the Shach against the Rama. Only chitoy b'kavana works. He has to know that through the chitoy b'kacholim he's being machshir the tavshil. Why? What's the machlokas? The machlokas between the Ramah and the Shach, where the chitoy the gacholim works even shalom b'kavana to be machshir the bishalakim, or you need chitoy dafka b'kavana. So lechora, the whole concept of heker doesn't apply shalom b'kavana. If you're making a heker, you have to know what you're doing. It's time to do something without realizing what you're doing. What's the heker? The heker means I'm doing something that's a sign that I realize that there is an iser hiskarvus with a goy, and I'm not going to come to do that. Like I'm doing a heker so that I realize what the tamad davar is. So now the tam doesn't apply to me, and that's why it's going to be mutter. But you can't talk about heker if you're doing it but shlo b'kavana. So that's why the shach, the issa v'heter quoted by the shach, holds the chitoy shlo b'kavana doesn't work because he's assuming the purpose of the chitoy is to have a heker. So why does the Ramah say that chitoy b'gachol and even shlo b'kavana will work? The Beganak wanted to suggest. You see from here that the Ramah assumes that the goal of the chitoy b'gachol is to transform the bishul into bishul yisra. It's not just to make a heker. It's to make it that Yad Yisrael be'emtza, that the Yisrael is involved in an ikar part of the process. Not just that he puts the tavshil down, but if he's madlik the esh, that's also an ikar part of the process. So if that's the case, then who cares whether it's b'kavana or not b'kavana? He did the chitoy, so then it's bishul Yisrael. Doesn't matter whether it's b'kavana or not. It's not a heker, it's more than a heker. It's that it's bishul Yisrael, so then it doesn't matter whether he has kavana or not. And by the same token, that's why the Ramah then continues and quotes from the Maharam Rutenberg that even if the Yisrael is not mechatah b'gecholim when the tavshil is on the fire, and he's not even madlik as ha'esh for this tanner, he lit his own fire. And the goy takes from the fire of the Yisrael. The Yisrael has no idea what the goy is doing. Yisrael had his own fire. Yisrael made his own cholent. And now the goy takes from the fire of the Yisrael. The Ramah says, even in that case, it'll work. Right? The Yesham, the Filo, Chita Yisrael, the Hishlech, Shom Kesem, Rak Shaob, Kacham, Hidlek, or Esh, May Eshel Yisrael, Shari. That's also going to work. How does that work? Certainly, there's no heker in that case. But if you assume that the reason why Hadlokas or Esh, Ayyadeh Yisrael works is because now it's Eshel Yisrael, it's Bishel Shel Yisrael, so that even if the Yisrael has absolutely no idea what's going on, and he's not even involved in the process b'yodayim, he just lit his own fire. Now the goy is lighting from him. The pilot light, right? The Yisrael lights the pilot light, and then the goy turns on the fire, and it's lit from the fire of the Yisrael. This fire is not the Yisrael's fire. The Yisrael lit the Kleina pilot. You know, like, what's the big deal? The goy is doing everything. No, but it's lit from the fire of the Yisrael. So if it's lit from the fire of the Yisrael, then this is called Eshel Yisrael. If it's Eshel Yisrael, then the whole Bishul is Bishul Shel Yisrael, and that's what's going to be. Okay, so from the Ramah, you do get the impression that the Ramah felt that that Hashlochas, that Hadlokas Ha'esh, really makes it into Bishul Shel Yisrael. It's a very strong concept. So even if you were to say, that a Bishul Akum is an Iser Chefza, there still would be a way to be Mekel, according to the Ramah, through the Hadlokas Ha'esh. That is definitely true. But Rabbi Ganek wanted to suggest that maybe there is a chilik between Pasakam and Bishalakam in terms of the nature of the Issa. Right? Let's go back to what he said before. The Pasakam is only an Issa Gavra. Bishalakam is an Issa Chefza. That certainly explained the chilik of the Mechaber, right? That the Mechaber said Hadlokas Ha'esh is not going to work by Bishal and it will work by Pasakam. Rabbi Ganek just wanted to suggest that even within the Ramah, you could say that Bishul Akum really is an Issa Chefza, but nevertheless, the Ramah is not beholden to say that there's a chilek between Pasakam and Bishalakam in terms of whether Hadlokas HaEish is going to work on that. Okay? This is the Yisod Rabbi Gedak wanted to suggest. So based on this Yisod, now we have to plug in all of the different halachas. So based on this Yisod, Rabbi Gedak wanted to say that maybe the concept of Tam Ke'ikah will apply by Bishalakam. By Pasakam, we quoted Tosis and Avodah Zarah says there is no Tam Ke'ikah. But Rabbi Gedak wanted to say that if the Isser of Bishalakam is an Isser Chafza, so maybe even Tam Ke'ikah should ask them. This is not at all Muska. And not everyone agrees to this. The Shach in Hilchas Bishalakam, at the end of Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, said Katan Chaf Aleph, the Shach compares Bishalakam with Pasakam. Shach says, in Nisbashal Bahen B'di Eved, if you cook in the kalim that the guy cooked in, the Yesh Rov B'tav Shal Shari, the Bishulei Ovik Kachav in B'Telem B'Rov, the Shach says, there's no din of Tam Ke'ikar by Bishalakam, just like by Pasakam. It's Batal B'Rov, and that's it. No Tam Ke'ikah. Why is it no Tam Ke'ikah? So presumably the Shach holds that Bishlakam and Pasakam are the same. Sounds like they're both Yisuri Gavra. Rabbi Ganak said, but it's Shver. Because according to Mechaber, and presumably even the Ramah, the way he explains, Bishlakam should be an Isser Chefza, so there should be an Isser of Tam Ke'ikah. In fact, the Darkei Tshuva, in Sukkot and Sadi Aleph, holds posting that argue with the Shach about this. They say that there is a din of Tam Ke'ikah by Bishalakam. Maybe not by Pasakam, but by Bishalakam, there is a din of Tam Ke'ikah. What's more, Rabbi Ganak wanted to suggest that just like there should be a din of Tam Ke'ikah by Bishalakam, there should be a problem with Hechsher Kalim. You should have to be Machsher the Kalim that the non-Jew used, because there's a Tam of Isser, Tam of the Isser Chefts of Bishalakam in the Kalim. Now this is a major machlokis. I keep on saying we're going to get there, so now we're here. Right, what's the machloket? So the Beis Yosef, in the second packet of Beis Yosef, in Siman Kuf Yud Gimel, Beis Yosef at the very end is on page Yates. So the tour already. In Sif Tezai, in Kosov the Rashba, Kosov the Rashba, Bechen Kelim, Shebishlo Behen Goyim, Devorim, Sheish Behen Mishim, Bishlo Behen Goyim, Asurin, the Fikach Tzorach Lizor, Beshvachos Nogres, Mavashu, Fa'atzman, Shaloya, Nichu, Al-Gabi Ha'or, the Kelim are going to be Asur. Rashba says you need Hechsher. V'lo nehira la Adoni Avi Harosh Zal. The Torah says my father the Rosh disagreed because of Shem Tzorach Lachosh Lezeklau. Shelo echmira b'vishule goyim lesser pleitasa. Chazal were not machmer on the pleita. They weren't machmer on the tam. They only were machmer on the bishlakam itself. So you don't have to worry about the kelim. Major machlokas in the Rishonim quoted by the Torah. What's the machlokas? So the Rosh says, the way the Torah quotes him, the Rosh says that Chazal only asked the Gufa Davar. They asked the Bishalakam itself, but not the Plata. And that's what the Beis Yosef quotes from the Ra'ah. The Beis Yosef says, Od hiter begoy shebishal atzma, dvar mamatar, avo bishatav shal osu mishum bishul egoy, avo lakli muteres lishtamish bahem achar adocha. You can use the kli after just washing it off. You don't have to do hechshe. Delegabe giule hakelim lo mistabe lemeimah degosru. Ve'osru beha. Mishum Giule Goyim. The Behol Lekovadai Mishum Chasnas. Zokter, oh, what's the whole problem? The problem is Chasnas. What, there's going to be Chasnas? There's Kiruv Hadas in like that Bliya that you can't even see? It's in the walls of the pot. You're going to have it's Choshev. And there's going to be a Kiruv Hadas because you're cooking in his pot. If he makes you a food, he makes you a nice cholent, he makes you a good cake, you know. So then there'll be Kiruv Hadas. But there's no Kiruv Hadas in the Plata, says the Ra'ah. So there's no Isser of Bishalakam in the Plata. What does the Rashba say? Rashba says no. This is the Beis Yosef on the previous page. Rashba says, "Linyan kelim shebishul b'hem agoy lefanenu tovi sheish b'mishum bishul agoy mistaber shetzrichem echshir the kol she'asru chachamim pleitaso kamo." The Rashba says, if the ikar is asa, the pleita is asa. What's the Rashba say? Bishul akam is nesa chafza. So it, just like by every other machalas asuras, by nevel and chazer. If the nevel is usher, then the plate of the nevel, the tam of the nevel is usher. The plate of the kli of the nevel is usher. Says the Ra'ah, nah, they're not going to ask the plate. There's no chasnas in the plate. They'll care about asking the plate. Aye, but the plate is usher? No, the Ra'ah says the plate is not usher. There's no isser chefza. The whole thing is in isser gavra to begin with. So the whole thing is in isser gavra. Then there's no chashash isser in the plate. There's no problem at all. Beis Yosef does add one kula, even according to the Rashba. He says by a kli cheres. He says maybe it could be makel to be magil three times. This relates to hechsher kelim issues. You know, in kli cheres we're much more machmer. Earthenware kelim, the Gemara says in different places, Hatorah heida al kli cheres she'eno yosei midei dofyo la'olam. The Torah is made in Parshas Tzav. Torah says that if you have a kli cheres that you cook kachim and then it becomes noser, so you got to break the kli cheres. You can't kasher a kli cheres because it's not going to come out. Hechsher is not going to help you. Hagola, putting it in boiling water, is not going to help you. If you put it in the kiln, it's a different story. Then it burns it in its place. But Hagola is not going to work. That's what we generally assume, that by clay cheres, Hagola doesn't work. By clay matches, by metal kelim, we do Hagola. So what's the din of clay cheres by Bishwaka? Is there any room for kula? So we find in certain areas of halacha, by Yisrim Durabana, and sometimes there's a kula that if you do Hagola three times in a clay cheres, maybe there's room to be made. By different Yisrim Durabana. So the Mechaber says that by Klei Cheres, of Bishalakam, look, Bishalakam is only Yisrael Rabbanah to begin with. So maybe Hagola Gimel Pa'amim will work. That's what he wants to suggest. It's a very important kula, because we do have earthenware kelim that sometimes a guy by accident will cook in. Can you think of a case? Right? Cooking for Shabbos? Cooking cholent for Shabbos? That maybe, you get my drift, right? A crock pot. Right? A lot of crock pots have an earthenware insert. So let's say the guy was not supposed to put up the cholent, right? But the guy saw the cholent, you know, the balabuster prepared whatever she was going to do for the cholent, and, you know, she was going to put it up, and then she went out to go buy challah, and the guy saw it, said, ah, gevaldik, I'll put it up on the fire. Like, what's going to be? That's the problem. Serious issue. Right, so you have to kasher the earthenware pot. So this could be a big cooler, that maybe if you have Gimel Pa'amim might solve that problem. Gimel Pa'amim might solve that problem. Okay. How do we pass it in terms of the Hechsher Kelim? So the Mishnah Brura, in Hilchos Shabbos of all places, in Simen Shin Chav Ches, Sukkot Mitzvah Gimel, Rabbi Shechter quotes this in his article in Be'ikvei Atzom, in Simen Chavav. The Mishnah Brura seems to say that we're machmer. That you have to have Hechsher Kelim. Right, that's what the Mishnah Brura seems to say. He's talking about Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, having Bishol Akum on Shabbos. But in the midst of that discussion, the Mishnah Brura says, Hakelim shall be shulei ein Yehudi, tzrichim Hechsher. He also says the Kula of Klei Cheres, it's only the Rabbana, maybe Hagol Gimel Pam is enough. The Mishnah Brura seems to be machmer that lechatchila you really have to be machshir the kelim. If b'diavad you didn't, is there room for kula? It's a different story, but lechatchila you certainly should be machshir the kelim. So that would seem to give you the impression, right? If you have to be machshir the kelim, seem to give you the impression Rabbi Ganak is right, that Bishul Akum really isn't a sechefzim. And maybe there should be an Isser of Tavke Ikka by Bishul Akum. Maybe we should split between Pasak and Bishul Akum. Pasak is only an Isser Gavah, but Bishul Akum isn't a sechefzim. Maybe there still is room to be makel for the Ramah, that all three melachos will help be machshir the Bishul Akum. Maybe Hadlakas Ha'esh will still work, but maybe that's because if you have Hadlakas Ha'esh that's treated as Yad Yisrael Ve'emtza, that's not a kasha. But if you assume, like Rabbi Ganak, that the Isser of Bishul Akum is an Isser Chetzah, then you'll have to be machmir for Tam Ke'ikah and for Hechsher Kelim. Rabbi Shechter was not so convinced. He felt that maybe Bishul Akum also is just an Isser Gavah. That there really is no difference between Pasak and Bishul Akum regarding this issue. They're both only an Isser Gavah. He assumed it's a davar pasha that even Bishul Akum is only an Isser Gavah. And his raya was from the din of Tamke Iker. Look at the Shach. Shach says no Isser Tamke Iker by Bishul Akum, just like by Pasak. So how can you say that they're different? They have to be the same Isser. Aye, but the Mishnah Brura paskins that you need Hechsher Kelim by Bishul Akum. So Rabbi Shechter didn't think that was a raya, that it's an Issa Chetzah. He felt that he has a whole yeso that he develops in that piece in Be'ikvei Atzom and Simen Chavav, that the idea of Hechsher Kelim is that you have to be Hechsher a Kli even if there is no Issa of Tam Ke'ikah. Right? Most of the Hechsher that we do is in a Kli She'ena Ben Yomo. We wait until after 24 hours. The rule is once it's after 24 hours, you can't Aser anyway. It's no Sintam Lefgam. It's a bare taste in the walls of the Kli. But the rule is, the way Rabbi Shechter develops it, based on different Rishonim, that the reason why you have to be Machshir Kelim is because Chazal instituted that you're not allowed to use a Kli Shel Isser. If the Kli is a Kli Shel Isser, you can't use that for your Heter, to cook your Heter food. So even if the Isser inside is not going to Asser anything, it's no Sintam of Gam. It's after 24 hours. It's not going to can't Asser anything. But it's still a Klishal Isser. It was used to cook Isser. So once it's a Klishal Isser, then you have to kasha there. So Rabbi Shechta felt the same is true here. You used it for Bishal Akam. So once you use it for Bishal Akam, then you can't use it for Bishal Yisrael, for Bishal of Heter, even if it's not going to Asser. There's no Tam Keiker here. It's no way it's a Tam Keiker. So what? It's still a Klishal Isser. So therefore, it's not going to be able to be used. You have to be machshir the kli. That's what he suggested. That's a little difficult. You have to work on it because why is it kli shel iser? If there's no iser chefzer, there is no iser inside. But he felt that if you use the kli be iser, so somehow this kli becomes a kli shel iser, and until you machshir the kli, somehow it can't be used in the future. So he felt it's not a raya, The fact that we're machmer to be machshir the kelim, it's not a raya that. The Bishul Akam is an Issa Chefza. No, it's an Issa Gavra. But nevertheless, there's a Chiyuv to be Makshal the Kli, not to use a Kli Shel Isser in the future. So based on his Yisod, he has a final Meridik Akula, but this will close. The Beshechta wants to say, what's the din? Let's say someone becomes a Ger. You have a non-Jew who obviously cooked in his pots. Right? He made Tavshilim. He made bread, and he made Cholent, and he made whatever he made. And then he decides to become a Ger. A serious ger, right? So what's the din of the tavshil that he made while he was a guy and the kalim from all the tavshilim? Kalim that he used in order to cook when he was still a guy. But Bishatla wanted to say, it's all mutter. The kalim are certainly mutter. He said, because if it's only an Issa Gavra, it doesn't make any sense that you should have to be machshir the kalim for the guy because of an Issa Chasnas. What, we're afraid of an Issa Chasnas with himself? Right? He has to be Mashal the Kalim because he used the Kalim when he was still a guy. So what, we're afraid of an Issa Chasnas with himself? It doesn't make any sense. So if you'd say it's an Issa Chefza, Issa Chefza is an Issa Chefza. There's no Kula. But if you hold it to an Issa Gavra, Rabbi Shechta felt that there's no Issa Gavra with the guy himself. So you shouldn't have to kasha the Kalim that the guy used. The geyusim that he used before he became a Jew, but he goes even further. He wanted to say that he thinks even the tavshil that the guy cooked while he was still a guy, that should be mutter after he becomes a Jew, as long as everything was kosher. Now let's say the guy is involved in he's involved in becoming a ger. People don't become a ger overnight, you know. It's a process. So what? Anything he cooked in the last month he has to throw out. Anything he cooked in the last week or two he has to throw out. Rabbi Shlomo would say no. For the tavshil he doesn't have to throw out. Not only does he not have to kasha the kelim, he doesn't have to throw out the tavshil either. Because what's the point, right? There's no iser chasnas with himself. There's no chashash of chasnas with himself. So therefore, even the tavshil he doesn't have to throw out. Rabbi Willig didn't think it could go so far. He said maybe it could be mekel with the hechsher kelim. He says because we're only talking about an iser drabana to begin with, and the kli is a kli she'ena ben yomo. Some poskim say there's no need to kasher a kli from an iser drabanan anyway, so we're machmer in that. To say even if it's only an iser drabanan, we still want to kasher, but it's a chumrah. Rabbi Willig wanted to say, since it's a chumrah bechlal to be machsher a kli shena ben yomam from an iser drabanan, so and here bishul akum is only an iser drabanan, and you have this svara that the guy cooked it himself, so why are you afraid of chasnas with the guy himself? So you can put a lot together to be mekel for the kli itself. But for the tavshil, that the guy cooked the tavshil, and now you're still going to be mekel that he can eat the tavshil, that's a bishul akamamish, he felt that's a little too far, going a little too far. So in this case, where the guy, you know, the guy becomes a ger, Rabbi Shechta would say, it's no problem, he doesn't have to kasher his kelim, and he doesn't have to finish all the food before he jumps into the mikvah. Rabbi Willig would say, you don't have to kasher the kelim, but at least finish the food before you go to the mikvah, make sure that you finish all the cholent the previous night, and then the next day when you go into the mikvah, okay, there's no yeshivas vezdim balayla anyway, so you can't go to the mikveh at night. So finish it for supper, and then you can wake up the next morning and go to bezdim and become a ger, and that's it. And then he won't have to kasher his kelim. But to use the food, Rabbi Willig felt, it's a little shver. It's a kula yisera to actually use the food that the guy cooked when he was still a guy before he became a ger.